Welcome everybody to Lectionary at Lunch. Actually, it's a very great text we're going to do here from Genesis 32, 10 verses from 22 through 32, I do believe, right? And there's a lot you can do kind of homiletically. And it's one of those texts I think is interesting because right when you want clarity, it's one of those things like slips through your hands like sand through the hourglass, right? Right there. And it's kind of an interesting phenomena that happens. So let's take a closer look at this text, beginning at verse 22. You know the context, of course. Jacob is returning to see his brother Esau for the first time. And last time they were not on the best of terms, you know. Unlike me and my brother, they didn't get along hardly at all, right? And they weren't speaking. So it was a kind of frightening thing for Jacob. So verse 22, Vata'avorha mincha al panav, Behulan Balaila Hahu Bamachanet. And the camp crossed over. The Ta'avor is a simple call, imperfect vav, consecutive. The camp crossed over Al Panav, in front of him, at his face. Okay? Vehulan, but he spent the night. That's just from a hollow verb, and it means to spend the night. It's again a call perfect from Lun. Okay? But he spent the night, Balaila, that night, Bamachanet, at the campsite. Right, so it's, remember, so he had everybody kind of cross over before him. And notice how the Hebrew text arranges itself when it, this is kind of a common syntactical way when it wants to make a contrast. It doesn't always happen, but you stop vav consecutive and the clause that's being contrasted comes with the subject first. And here, in this case, it's the pronoun. So, ve'ulan ba'layla ha'um ba'machaneh. Okay? Verse 23. Va'yakum ba'layla hu, and he rose ba'layla hu in the night, that night. Okay? Now, notice the hu does not have the definite article. It's easily, notice the Samaritan Pentateuch does seem to have it. Notice that there would be three hays in the row. Easily one could have dropped out, right, in the text. So you would expect Balaila Hahu, similar to the previous line, and you don't have it. There are instances, though, where, I mean, it's rare, but there are instances where, in a construction like this, where you expect it, you don't get it. But maybe haplography is the best reason to explain how it dropped out here, okay? But you would still translate it as modifying Lila. So he rose that night, okay? Vayikach etshte nashav, and he took his two wives. Notice the shte is simply the number two, and it can occur in a number of different ways with the noun that it modifies. Here you have the construct, all right? And he took his two wives, Va'et shte shif chotav, and his two handmaidens, okay, the shifchas, va'et achar asar yeladav, and his 11 sons. Achad asar is kind of 110, namely 11 yeladav sons. Va'yavor et ma'avar yabuk, and he crossed over the ma'avar, the crossing place. Probably would have translated better as a fjord, or not fjord, ford. I'm from Sweden all of a sudden. I made a swift, or whatever we call it, the shallow place in the Yabuk where they were crossing. All right. Verse 24, Vayikachem, and he took them from Lakach. Again, a call in perfect vav consecutive. And now notice how the verb conjugation changes in this next word. Vayaavirem, and he made them cross at Hanachal, the river. So notice how verse 24, I don't think, is a further kind of step, but a reiteration or a detailing of what happened. Because in the previous one, he says, notice that he passed over the Jabbok, but now he specifies it a little more closely. So you almost want, might want to translate, that is, he took them and he made them cross. Notice that Ya'avirem is a hip-feel imperfect vav consecutive from Avar, and he made them cross at Hanachal, the wadi. Okay? Va-ya-aver, and here's another hifil, imperfect vav consecutive, and he made cross over et asher lo. What was to him? That which was his. So in other words, all his possessions. His family and then his possessions. Okay? Verse 25, Va-yivater Yaakov levado. And Jacob was left levado, alone. That va-yivater is from yatar, to remain, or be left over, and this is the nifal form, yatar. And Jacob was left over alone. Alright? So it's very interesting. Notice how the author goes into rather great detail in kind of getting him alone. It's kind of interesting. Then all of a sudden, this is what happens next. He's wrestling. Va-ye-avek ish imo. And a man, ye-avek, wrestled, struggled, avak. Here's a nifal form. Right, nifal, imperfect vav, consecutive once again. A man struggled with him, ad alot hashachar, until the coming up of the dawn. Hashachar, dawn. And this alot remembers a call, infinitive construct from Allah, following the preposition ad. That's very common for an infinitive to follow something like that. Okay, so Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him, struggled with him, odd, until the coming up of the shachar, until the dawn broke, let's say. Verse 26, Vayar kilo yakolo, and he saw. This looks like a hifil form, remember, but it's a call from ra'ah. The call and the hifil forms for this verb are usually identical. Okay. And notice the rabia above there, so the Masri is telling you, pause. And he saw what? The object clause is next. Ki lo yakul lo. He saw that, not could he overcome him. Yakul. He was not able to overcome him. Again, that yakul is a simple call, perfect third masculine singular from yakul. Yakul, yakul. Simple. Okay? He saw that he was not able to overcome him. Vayigavikav yerekov. Now notice how the vav here is kind of resultative. So, or consequence. And so he touched. That's from, that yiga is from naga, a call imperfect vav, consecutive, third masculine, singular. And so he touched bekav yerekov. Touched on the hollow, the the calf in this case, probably the hollow part of his thigh. Yereko, yareach, his thigh. Okay? Va take a calf, Yerek Yaakov. And, they read, and the hollow of the Yerek, the hollow of his thigh, became disjointed from Yaka. Okay? Behe av ko imo. In his struggling with him. Notice that here you have the root avak, a nifal, once again, infinitive, from avak. Okay, and notice it's temporal, while he was wrestling with him. So again, commonly when you have a bait preceding the infinitive, it's, you want to think temporal, kind of conventionally, that's what happens. Okay, Vayomer. Shalcheni ki ala hashachar, and he said, "Release me, send me, for hashachar, for the dawn is broken." Allah, literally, the dawn has come up, or the sun has come up. But hashachar, the dawn is broken. Notice the causal nuance with this clause. Shalcheni, notice, is a pl imperative. Okay, vayomer, and he said, "Lo ashalecha ka." No, I will not release you. I guess release is probably the best meaning here for shalach rather than send. I will not release you. Ki'im, except. Okay, remember there's a couple different nuances. Ki'im is actually used twice here, and here's one of those. Unless or except or until. Beirak tani, you bless me. Again, the PL is perfect from barak. Okay. Verse 28. Vayomer lav, and he said to him, Ma Shemeka, what is your name? Now notice how you have to follow who's talking here. You can, you know, if you've lost track, you'll find out here. Vayomer Yaakov, and he said, Jacob. Okay. Verse 29, Vayomer, and he said, namely, this guy he's wrestling with, Lo Yaakov ye amer od shimka. Not Jacob will be called yet or still your name. So notice that ye amer is a nifal imperfect from amar. Okay. So Jacob will not be your name anymore. Ki'im, but rather, here's kind of a little different nuance with the ki'im, okay? But rather, Yisrael. Ki sarita im Elohim ve'im anashim batu kol. But Yisrael, because sara, to struggle, to strive, that's a, notice the third hey root, kol. You have struggled with Elohim, God, and with Anashim, men, Vatu, call, and you have overcome. From Yaakov, this is a call, imperfect vav, consecutive, second singular. Okay. Verse 30. Vayishal Yaakov. Then Jacob asked Vayomer and said, Hagidina Shemeka. Then Jacob asked and said, please tell me. This is, notice, a hifil imperative from Nagad. And notice the hey is at the end of this imperative. And you commonly see, you know, that's not uncommon at all. And remember, I suggest that the function of it is when the speaker is issuing a request that is, it's highlighting the request done with reference to the speaker or in the interest of or for the benefit of the speaker. In Akkadian, it's called a vetative. And you have that same phenomena on a number of imperatives. So you know it. We usually see it on cohortatives, right? First person. And here you see it on the imperative. And the na is, once again, our famous particle of politeness. So usually said by a subordinate. And so notice that Jacob is actually deferential here. Maybe he's been humbled. Hagidin Ashemeka. And you would be if the guy wrestles with you all night and then touches you and your thigh comes undone. And that's got to hurt. please tell me your name. Vayomer, and he said, Lama Zeh. Notice the Zeh, and I like the interpretation that the Zeh kind of exerts its force on the illocutionary meaning, what the phrase counts. So it's something like in English, why in the world are you asking Lishmana, Lishmi, for my name? Okay? So, Lama Zeh Tishal Lishmi. Okay? So, why? Well, we want to know who the guy is. Right? It's kind of like, this is where we want to know. We've been waiting the whole text. But he doesn't tell us. Vayevareko Tosham. And he blessed him there. Vayikra Yaakov Shem Hamakom Peniel. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, face of God. Okay, now Ki Ra'iti Elohim Panim El Panim Vatinatz El Nafshi. Now again, you could translate the key with a word for, all right. But if it's part of Jacob's speech, if it's in the frame of the direct speech and not in the other in the, you know, he said part, that Jacob is saying this, again, some linguists have suggested that the key is exerting a force, that Jacob is making a strong, he's strongly committed to the truthfulness of what he's saying. So he's saying it very strongly. I certainly have, or I have too, or I have indeed seen. And he's pressing that against the supposition that no, it wasn't really God. So he's affirming very strongly or confirming his belief, and he would translate it, and some probably do translate, certainly have seen, or I have really seen, God, panim el panim, face to face, vatinatzel nafshi, and my life was delivered, nifal from natzal. Okay? Vayizrak lo hashemesh, then the sun rose for him, Ka'asher avar et Penuel, as he crossed over, passed over Penuel. Okay, Vehu zolea al Yereko. And he was limping on Yereko, on his thigh, on his hip. Okay, so there was a little reminder of his experience. All right. Notice that this is a very interesting example of how God, even in His revealing Himself, there's mystery, there's hiddenness to Him. So you see kind of two aspects. Revealing in that He comes and He wrestles with Jacob, and He touches him and undoes his hip, and He blesses him, and Jacob seemed to recognize then, you know, the blessing and who he was. But then there's a hiddenness, you know, in the whole idea, what's your name? And that kind of escapes us, kind of, you know, as a reader, we experience a lot of mystery of God in this text. And in the history of Christian interpretation, you know, that is kind of plays itself out in the ways that this is explained or the gap is filled, that kind of thing. You know, here you see kind of God doing his thing with Jacob, so to speak, and leaving him with the blessing, but also a reminder of who he's under. And you know, since I was just called here 5 minutes ago, I don't have any huge analytical insights to offer beyond anything like that. But I think that... That, you know, as you're thinking about how God deals with Jacob here, the hiddenness of God, and yet in his revelation, and his power, and yet his grace in giving him a blessing, are kind of tensions in the text that you want to think about and maintain in the sermon. So you don't want to try to make the whole sermon kind of try to explain things away, but rather uphold the mystery and wonder of God and give people a sense of how he deals with people in how he dealt with Jacob here. Okay. All right, thanks for listening.